Hello, it's me, Scott, the annoying half of Meet Us in the Man Cave, and I'm just now finishing editing up episode 16. It's actually a special one. Well, if you're used to listening to us on Tuesdays, you're like, wait a minute, it's Thursday. What the hell's going on here? It's because it's Chris's birthday, and it's also a visual tour of Chris going around, well, sharing a major part of his man cave. There will be a part two coming up eventually, so, and I'll make sure that everyone out there is aware of part two. We just have to, well, it'll all make sense, especially if you go over to YouTube and watch episode 16. Like I said, it's definitely a visual. I know I'm a big podcast junkie. I listen to a lot of podcasts while I'm working, whether it's on Apple, Spotify, or just on my Podbean app where, you know, I catch up on others that, well, maybe they're on certain apps that's not available on Apple or Spotify. I think you get the idea. Like I said, shameless plugs, but hey, someone's got to do it here, right? See, that's why I'm the annoying one here. So that all being said, go over to YouTube, check out episode 16. You might as well hit that subscribe button if you haven't done that yet. And of course, you know, wish Chris a happy birthday while you're going there. All right, I'm going to shut the hell up so you can enjoy episode 16, whether you continue to listen to it here or just watch it over to YouTube. It's your choice. I recommend you go watch it, though. It's pretty awesome.
Warning. The following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Okay, you're recording now. All right.
Oh.
Yes, you're recording now.
Shit. Okay.
You want to answer the door, or are you just
gonna... No, you just come in.
Take 27. Chris is showing us his man cave.
Oh, hey. Hey, guys. Hey. I didn't see you out there.
Because it's dark outside.
Hang on one second. Let's take a look at the old man cave fridge here. We went with the hot rod red. Nice and loaded. Scott brought over some beers.
This is so Kardashian.
If you want to take a look behind here, I actually built this bad boy. It's pretty nice.
I don't know why I'm not saying anything. Obviously, you got a cameraman here. I think we know who the fuck it is.
This would be our bar area. This section here. Oh man, these lights.
There we go.
If you have to buy these lights ever again in your life, just don't fucking do it. It's fucking ridiculous. You pretty much got to take a geometry class to fucking make these work.
Really?
Real fucking stupid. Whole bunch of wiring behind here and making it work and everything. For those that don't know, I'm a big nerd. Oh, so many figurines. Big Turtles fan. Horror over there. Joker. Street Fighter. These are all spawns. They might be interested in that because McFarlane. A couple of little Michael pieces that I...
A couple little
I really appreciate. Keep going, the big screen.
Yeah, what's the size of this bitch right here?
This is an 83 inch.
An 83 inch.
This is the Sony A80L, 83 inch. We got a Eclipse surround sound down there. We went with the this is my most recent. This is Chris Morgan and Rick Ramby, and it's all of their masterpieces. Matt Reed's.
Ironically, it's focusing on the Kirk right now.
They're beautiful. I don't know if anybody's seen all these guys either. They're cool. And more figures. My wife knows I'm a big child.
Are you getting sick and tired of always losing at hide and go seek? Well, go open a can of Meet Us in the Man Cave beer. It friggin' tastes awesome.
Drink responsibly. Only available at Bubba.
Do me a favor, check your audio, see if it's still recording.
Oh no.
We'll go back to that. Sometimes it'll
cut off.
It should be that orange is on. 5150. Yeah.
Oh, shit, I fucked it up. Okay. This is the music section. This is kind of Emery merch up there, a bunch of signatures. Got Dave's drumstick there.
Dave.
Oh my God, I forget his
name. Is that Dave, not Dave Grohl, but from Emery, right?
Oh yeah, from Emery. Just,
I automatically thought of Dave Grohl because, you know, drummer Nirvana. Blah,
I forget
blah, blah.
His last name, shit.
Dave, we'll just say the drummer from Emery.
I've had too many of these, folks.
And if you've listened to our previous podcast, especially in season one, you would know that Chris is a huge fan of DMX.
This is my man right here. This is before he had a record label. This is like my favorite picture of him of all times. I mean, he's got him and his dogs right here. Oh, get the Starlink.
Oh yeah, the Starlink. Was it episode 10, I believe, where had some beyond that Starlink. If you're having any upload issues when you live in the country, that's the way to go.
Try that. Try Elon's solution.
That's, of course, if you have fiber optic in your area, then yeah.
This is, of course, where all the recording takes place. A couple of guitars here.
Yes. That's guitars with a silent cue.
Taylor and an Alvarez for anybody who wants
to. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We've mentioned music, right?
Uh-huh.
And it is the year 2024. You failed to mention, because we don't want to get in trouble. What's the name that you have to make sure that you mention, either whether it's related to football or music? Taylor Swift.
Oh, Swifty.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is
the lighting.
This
which
is
I forgot to move
this
earlier.
This is Natalie's favorite part. You want me to do it?
Yeah, let me step back a little bit.
Ready?
Go for it. Oh God.
Check this guy out.
Oh yeah, this is fucking cool.
It does, of course, the air hockey.
And there is a cord on the other side that you plug it in and to make it an air hockey table.
There
you
don't
is. Need to do it now, but this is cool. This is so, I don't know, Bruce Wayne. No, it's a pool table.
No, we got a pool table. And then if you put an extra piece of boards down, that is actually, it becomes a ping pong table at the same time.
Are they calling that pickleball now, or hell, I don't know. There, I've seen the.
I have no idea. But this, the kids love this, so this was a must. Very cool.
It did not come with the house.
Unfortunately, no. You got to get the girls' contribution here.
Dads, they got that for you?
Yep. That was for Christmas.
By the way, those photos came with the frames, so don't get any ideas.
Oh, I'm not ashamed of them. You got to get this one, though. She's always mad at me. She's always crying. Oh, man. We got a family picture where she actually, the only time she was happy was when she could punch me. I don't even think she was one yet.
Oh, wait a minute.
Cool little guy here.
See, folks, this is why I'm holding the camera, because I lose all the time.
We got our dartboard up here. Very cool. I mean, I won't say anything, but, you know, America versus Britain, I'm just not going to say anything about that. This is actually Scott's hat here.
I'm proud of my balding head.
What will be here eventually is record player. We got...
He can play Little John.
Yeah, Scott actually introduced me to this guy.
Oh my God.
This was a find right here.
Oh God, I didn't even get a chance to look at that. Open that up again one more time.
Oh, they are sweet.
That is from, as we all know, the way it's captured. See, this is what's awesome about vinyl. You can't get that shit on streaming services.
I like how they made the mouth out of the house.
Holy shit, I didn't notice that before.
That's awesome.
Yeah. At a local record store, I had
pretty
it captured.
Damn cool.
We're not gonna talk about the price, because that's what it's not all about.
It wouldn't be.
It's the original soundtrack on vinyl. Vinyl.
And we have all the other ones behind it, but eventually we're gonna get something there. Record player, little Bluetooth player.
He's gonna have two turntables and
microphone.
Shit, hold on, camera. And a microphone. It's completely unrelated, but you have to mention her name. Okay.
It's fine. I have her poster on order, actually. It's not arrived yet. It's coming. It's in the mail. Movies.
Oh yeah, for all of you horror fans out there.
I love physical media. I don't care what anybody says. Digital is great, it's convenient, but you can't beat physical media.
I mean, yeah, you can't beat physical media. Isn't it amazing how the kids always have an amazing ability of kicking you in the crotch when they're that age?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh,
you know, a dad of girls, I gotta embrace it. It's fun. We're not gonna show this. This is the need not mention.
That's where the girls sleep when they're bad.
This is gonna be the Halloween kind of poster wall.
How many people do you know that have a garage door and on the external side of the garage? Fuck it. I'll just put my Myers art up there.
You know what? You know what you do, folks? You actually unplug your garage door opener, and you say, fuck that, I don't need a garage ever. I don't need a door to open ever.
Well, you can't put a car in the garage when you got a couch, which we didn't even go there yet, but.
I could, but it wouldn't look right, right?
Oh, and yeah, let's talk about this.
We have heat and cool.
Look. You literally, I kid you not, you could come in through that doorway when that puppy's on. Chris has mentioned it. His daughters had mentioned it earlier. And it feels like, as you stated,
Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart or Kroger. When you walk in the door, it just blows right down on your head. Does a good job. It's only been fucking, 2 months in the making?
Yeah. And it is very warm in here, and it's in the 30s right now in the evening. Yeah, it's quarter after 9.
I don't know if that temperature's.
No, it's February 3rd as we're recording this video, and it's in the 30s, and it feels like it's in the 70s in here right now.
Love it. You gotta have all the friends.
Someday we will talk about that on the pod. I'm just not ready yet. That's my fault, guys.
You gotta have the check engine light. You know, wouldn't be wrong, wouldn't be right without a cell. I'm gonna kick Scott's ass here soon. at some...
I'll talk about my dramatic air hockey table day. I mean, seriously, I want to take a moment right now to think about what you're seeing here. This was a two-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the floors. I mean, seriously. A two-car garage. And because of this podcast that we're desperately trying to get so much attention, Chris, like, well, fuck it. I'll just, instead of parking my car in here, I'll just make it into a man cave.
If we could put a sign up here that says under construction, it would be appropriate. This is still a working progress here, and it's very cold. But.
And it is cooler out here, too.
I mean, big ass garage, big ass pole barn.
What's underneath this blue guy right here?
This is my baby right here.
Yeah. We'll see that more down the road. So if you're into cars, part of the podcast is going to be out here, by the way.
This is my girl. This is a 2020 Honda Civic Type R. It's only 48,000 of them in the world. She's my baby. I don't know what else to say about her. There will be constant work on her. The plan is to have, I want to put jack stands in the middle here. And it's going to be up on the lifts all the time. There's going to be plenty of shit to work on.
Yeah. We've been focusing on the podcast as much as we can. Chris, he works out of state most of the time. He's been busting his ass off. He's got that section over here pretty much, well, it's good to go. There's always going to be add-ons, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, his vision has been like this since day one. I apologize.
That could be a cool episode because I do want them, that they're a new setup. Basically, you put down anchor bolts into the concrete,
uh-huh,
and you put them down when you want to use them. And then when you don't want to use them anymore, you take them out and the anchor bolts remain in the concrete, and then you can move the jacks wherever you want to.
Yeah, we have to show that.
Be cool. And then there's always the loft.
The loft, that's huge down the road.
Huge up there, but the plan is me and Scott are gonna go ahead and we're gonna build the half section there. We're gonna build a mask pit out of that. That's where we're gonna do all our mask work. We could go up there and show more because it's a very spacious area. There's gonna be lots of woodworking going up there. There's gonna be lots of mask making going on up there. But you know what's in the, you know what's in the fucking way? You know what's the, what the problem is right now, guys? Please come over here and show them these goddamn fucking chickens.
Oh no. Do either one of you, Andrew or Chris, do you ever get that not so fresh feeling?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, thanks to our new sponsors, Mass and Gilbert. Yes. Mass and Gilbert. It sounds a lot like a Mass and Gilbert, but it's from Mass and Gilbert. Basically, they will leave you feeling, you know, fresh and clean. Yes, they're dedicated to basically effective formula that cleanses you with some irritations down there, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a comfort, you know, glide strip with a flexible neck bottle. It's comfortable and easy to use. Mass and Gilbert. Freshness made simple.
I don't know where we went.
It's just... only available at Bubba.
All right, now. Sorry, I stumbled and falled. What's this, Chris?
these are the chickens that we've reluctantly agreed to.
The red light.
I mean, we're raising 10 baby chicks here, guys. I think 4 of them are roosters, and then 6 of them are hens.
You can tell they're so used to being around human beings right now. They're not the slightest bit intimidated.
Uh-uh. They're all handheld.
You know, it's so... What the heck is that?
Isn't it crazy?
You know what? Don't take this the wrong way, but yes, we finally have some cock in our podcast.
That's a rooster, right? You see what I'm talking about, guys? That's the rooster right there.
You know, there's
Are mean as fuck.
People love watching animal videos. I think we got the money shot right there. That looks so funny to the viewfinder.
That's gonna be crazy. We got another chicken coop on the way out there.
They're not the slightest bit intimidated.
Uh-oh.
Cockfight.
That's all I got for you. That's as far as we've come so far with the man cave.
So far?
So far. Garage next. Look forward to that. And
yeah. This is seriously behind the scenes. I mean, this is where he's sitting at. You get the idea.
There it is.
An unboxing video. Yeah, if you want to check out that unboxing video, you got to go over to his YouTube channel. His, not here.
No, come here. Come here.
The unboxing's not here.
True. But we want the people here. Would you hit that fucking button?
Oh, okay. Chris and I want to thank you for listening or watching Meet Us in the Man Cave. Since you enjoyed watching us, make sure you want to tell all your friends about us, subscribe today, and click on that notification bell. It's going to be helping you being reminded when our next episode is uploaded or even possibly a live stream video. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, YouTube. You can listen or download to Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app, available to stream or download so you can listen to us all you want, whenever you want. For more information, go to meetusinthemancave.podbean.com.